It really is extremely important for us to be here.
That's Timothy Cook, the new medical director at the Martinsburg VA Medical Center. The event last Tuesday was the first ever town hall meeting organized at this facility.
Our responsibility is to listen.
The Martinsburg VA serves about 44,000 veterans. About 50 showed up to the meeting held just outside the center under a large white tent. The 20 who spoke brought up a wide range of issues. There were several comments about homelessness, particularly from veterans who live on site at the domiciliary, widely referred to as the Dom. It provides transitional housing for 66 homeless veterans, but they can only stay for so long, and several speakers, like Bill Plater, are worried about what happens when their time is up.
And before you know it, you back to secular situations, you know, right where you started from. You sit down, I wasted all this time, and I did all this work, and I followed directions, and I'm going right back in the street or a shelter.
About 180 additional veterans live in the Dom while they're undergoing inpatient treatment. Several residents complained about problems with mail service. Philip Stone Street says he's been waiting 7 weeks for one letter.
I've had a letter mailed to me from Southern Maryland, 125 miles away. I've not got it yet. But it's gone through Martinsburg and came here. Where it's at, God only knows.
Other concerns included the status of caregivers, complaints about paperwork, and a complaint about the food. Only one veteran, George DeBose, brought up the problem that's getting all the national attention: appointment availability.
So far, I've got approximately 7 cancellations in my medical care and sat and wait, and it goes a long time. The PA asked me today, he says, how come I don't see you but once every 2 months? Well, I don't know that. They keep getting canceled and canceled and canceled.
New patients at the Martinsburg VA Medical Center have to wait more than 32 days on average to get an appointment with a primary care doctor. That's lower than the national average, but the second highest in the state. Center Director Timothy Cook says that issue is his main focus.
We actively go out and have enrollment fairs and outreach events, trying to bring in new veterans, but it really is meaningless if we don't have the access for them to come. The promise is, you fought for our country, you deserve this care. Now we need to provide it to you.
Over the course of the meeting, the feeling amongst the veterans seemed to shift from frustration to a sense of relief at the chance to voice their concerns to the medical staff.
Did you feel like you were heard tonight?
Yes, I did. He was very sincere and very open. I was surprised.
That's Frank Kerr. He was in Vietnam for part of his 15 years of service, between 1970 and 1985. Army veteran Akhenaten Bonaparte served for 10 years during Desert Storm and Desert Shield, and says he travels from Baltimore to Martinsburg because he gets better treatment here.
I travel over, I think it's like 70 miles on the road here to come and get treatment because I like the treatment here. It's much better. They address my needs. They diagnose me properly. They're very professional. You know, you do have some people with personality issues, some staff members, but for the most part, that's rare.
As the event wrapped up, veterans were eager for more public meetings in the future. Center Director Timothy Cook says that's a definite possibility. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.